Our starting pitching matchup today, Royals rookie left-hander Noah Cameron on the mound for Kansas City, Padres right-hander Dylan Cease on the mound for San Diego. Both guys threw a scoreless opening frame. Cease worked around a two-out walk in the second. In the bottom half, Gavin Sheets hit a leadoff double. Xander Bogart singled. That sent Sheets to third base. Jake Cronenworth then hit into a fielder's choice. That scored Sheets. The Padres led 1-0. But the lead was short-lived. Drew Waters hit a leadoff single in the bottom half, or should say to begin the third. That brought up the number nine batter for Kansas City, John Rave.
Over. 2-1, lined into right field. That's a base hit for Rave, and he has found the gap. Fernando tried to cut it off, but it ends up rolling to the wall. Waters rounding third on his way. He will score an RBI double by John Rave to tie this game 1-1 in the third.
But the Padres answered in the bottom half of the inning. Cameron walked Martin Maldonado and Fernando Tatis Jr. with one out. That set things up for Luis Arraez.
So 1-1 to Arraez. Hit on the ground up the middle. Long way to go. India not going to get there. Rolls into center field. Maldonado rounding third. He's going to come in to score. The throw has no chance to get him. RBI single, Luis Arraez. And the Padres back ahead. It's 2-1.
Cease took that 2-1 lead, and he ran with it. He worked around two base runners in the fourth. He worked around, he worked a 1-2-3 fifth inning. He worked around a two-out single in the sixth inning. But credit to the Royals rookie Noah Cameron. He was keeping the game at a one-run deficit. He got through five innings and a third before the Royals bullpen finished the sixth inning. Dylan Cease would get the first two outs of the seventh. He finished at a season-high 110 pitches. 6 2/3 innings, just one run allowed. Jeremiah Estrada got the final out of the seventh. In the bottom half, Royals reliever Taylor Clark on the mound. The Padres got back-to-back one-out singles from Jose Iglesias and Bryce Johnson. With two on and two out, it was El Nino.
1-0, and Fernando hits it in the air to deep left field. Rave is back at the wall, looking up. Gonna go! Three-run homer for Fernando Tatis Jr. His 14th of the season. And the first one in a long time, as Tatis gives the Pod some late inning breathing room. It is now 5-1.
A big swing for Fernando, a 5-1 Padres lead. It was Jeremiah Estrada and Adrian Morejon combining for a scoreless top of the eighth inning. It was Morejon who stayed on for the top of the ninth inning. He got a ground out from Jack Caglione. Mark Canna popped out. Nick Lofton was the final chance for Kansas City.
1-0 from Morejon. Big crowd on their feet here in San Diego. And the pitch grounded up the middle under Morejon's glove. Backhanded by Cronenworth on the outfield grass. Long throw to first is in time. And that's all for the Royals here in the ninth. Padres flashing some serious leather in the late innings. And they got a tremendous outing from Dylan Cease. And a big home run from Fernando Tatis Jr. to put a bow on a 5-1 win over the Royals here in Game 2. A satisfying victory to set up a rubber game here tomorrow afternoon.
And that was that here today. Padres win the middle game of this three-game series. Final totals for the Padres, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Kansas City. 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Padres improve to 41-35. Royals drop to 38-39. A well-deserved win for Dylan Cease. He was outstanding today. 6 2/3 innings, 1 run allowed on 3 hits. A season-high 110 pitches for Cease. Noah Cameron took the loss. He was good today. He went 5 1/3, 2 runs given up, 2 in 3 now the record for Noah Cameron.